welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, we continue our discussion with idioms containing the word cold. Here are some of them.
Blow hot and cold.
Blow hot and cold.
Throw cold water on something.
Throw cold water on something.
Give someone the cold shoulder.
Give someone the cold shoulder. Related to this is
get the cold shoulder from someone.
Get the cold shoulder from someone. Now let's look at these one after the other.
Blow hot and cold means keep changing one's mind about something.
For example,
he blew hot and cold about contributing towards the trust fund.
He blew hot and cold about contributing towards the trust fund. That is, he kept changing his mind about contributing towards the fund. And now the idiom, throw cold water on something.
This means discourage something or show no enthusiasm about it.
As in this sentence.
I expected at least a word of encouragement from him when I decided to buy a house.
I know, but not only did he not encourage you, he poured cold water on the idea.
Not only did he not encourage you, he poured cold water on the idea. That is, he discouraged you. He did not show any enthusiasm about it. And now our next idiom is
to give someone the cold shoulder.
Give someone the cold shoulder. And this means
to treat him or her in a deliberately unfriendly manner.
As in this sentence.
I least expected you to give me the cold shoulder in the presence of your wife. I thought relations between us had improved since we came together again.
That is, I didn't expect you to deliberately treat me in an unfriendly manner or snub me in the presence of your wife. Here's a related expression.
Do you mean she got the cold shoulder from him again after he had apologized to her for his earlier rude behavior?
Did she receive the cold shoulder from him? Did he give her the cold shoulder? They both mean the same thing. Now, here's a dialogue. It contains some of the expressions we've just met.
I have to leave now. I'm confident you'll be able to take care of the office all by yourself.
You seem to be in a hurry.
I have to take care of a minor crisis at home.
A crisis? Someone died?
Oh, no.
By the way, Mr. Quay phoned while you were away. He wouldn't leave a message.
Well, it's because of him that I'm going out. His wife doesn't want to see him anymore.
After all the...
Yes, I know. After all the fuss. After all the elaborate wedding, the exuberant toasts and bridal vows.
And now, they tell each other things which will make your blood run cold.
Who would have believed this?
Would you?
Although both you and I knew there were problems right from the start.
There were ominous signs very early. You are right. I remember Mr. Quay blew hot and cold for a time about a marriage he wanted. Why did he have to do it?
Well, you know he had to make excuses. One was that 6 years ago when they were more in love than ever before and were planning one of the most elaborate weddings, just then Stephanie's father poured cold water on their plans.
But why would he pour cold water on good intentions?
Well, he didn't believe the success of a marriage depended on outward show, color, and pageantry.
That must have created bad blood between the two families.
Oh, yes. And not just bad blood. They haven't been civil to each other. I mean the parents.
I see.
And now, Quay says he cannot bear their repeated snubs any longer. He's already tired of being given the cold shoulder.
That's the end of the dialogue. Now let's look at some of the sentences again.
And now, they tell each other things which will make your blood run cold.
That is, they say things to each other that will frighten you, make you feel horrified, make one's blood run cold. Here's another sentence.
I remember Mr. Quay blew hot and cold about a marriage he wanted.
Quay blew hot and cold about a marriage he wanted. That is, he kept changing his mind about the marriage. This was a marriage he wanted. He blew hot and cold about it. The intensity of his love kept ebbing and flowing.
Stephanie's father poured cold water on their plans.
Poured cold water on their plans. He discouraged them from carrying out their plans by showing very little or no enthusiasm at all. He poured cold water on their plans. And now, finally,
he's already tired of being given the cold shoulder.
Tired of being given the cold shoulder. He's tired of being deliberately treated in an unfriendly way. He'd got weary at the repeated snubs from his father-in-law of being given the cold shoulder. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day, and goodbye.